Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
It is.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw.
Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits.
Are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I booked a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
And
I'm going to mark this down as an absent for Billy.
Oh, no. Billy
is... this down as an absent for Billy. So when he sends that invoice, we will mark this day as an absent.
I don't like where things
what is
are.
The fucking point?
I don't like... You don't sound like you're in a great space with Billy June is what it's sounding like right now.
I'm saying we have a podcast. I'll mark you down as late, but that's, you know, that's a given.
I was here before you today.
No. It's supposed to be 10 o'clock. Then you sent a message last night, 10:30. Then you send the same message you send every time before we start.
I
need
5
to 10. Yeah.
But at least I wasn't late for that, you know?
No, that doesn't mean anything.
I was here. I was here.
No, it's not that it doesn't mean anything. It means nothing.
I don't know. I don't count that as late. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. Sure.
You don't count that as late? You don't count being late as late?
No, not when you change it. I consider being late is... but not when I changed yesterday to 10:30. That's not being late. No, that's saying I don't want to do 10. My flight's not getting until midnight. Let me make this 10:30.
But I only have 10 to 12.
Right.
I only have that.
True. But it,
anyway,
listen,
what's going on? What's going on with hip-hop?
No, you can't just change the subject.
Billy,
you're still, what I'm sensing is you're still not over from last week. I'm not saying bad reason, I'm not trying to mock you for that. Billy's lack of taking notes after we talked about taking notes, and then at the end of the episode we said, what notes do you have? And he went, no, I got them. They're in my head.
Yeah, and when we flicked the video to Billy to see him taking notes, he was sprawled out on his bed.
Yeah, it was a rough week.
I have them in my head.
It was a rough week. Now, Emilio is here today.
Oh, great.
Emilio, did you communicate at all? Because, so I don't know if you know this. This is a storyline I think we have not shared on the podcast, but I'm going to share it for the people because I think it's a great storyline. Billy and Emilio were like fucking oil and water when this show started. And by the way, shout out to our patrons. We love all our patrons. One Up Is Life on Patreon. You guys know it better than anyone. You hear all the extra episodes you get every week. They were like oil and water. And at some point, you know, Emilio decided to change the relationship. And I think he made some other changes in his life also. But like patience with Billy and helping him instead of crushing him was part of those changes.
Yeah, and part of that was a conversation with... Cypher Sounds.
What do you mean?
Part of the change of Emilio with Billy is a conversation with Cypher Sounds. That's me. Okay. I was, that's me in third person.
Well, I also had a conversation with Emilio at that time. I wasn't going to give myself credit for the change that Emilio made, but I see that you just said, no, no, let me take the credit.
I said, part.
I wonder how similar or different our conversations were. But anyways, to Emilio's credit, their relationship changed at that point, and they get along great, and I think Billy really trusts Emilio, and Emilio helps him, and et cetera. I say all of that to say, Emilio, did you try to communicate to Billy after last week that the I take notes in my head approach is probably not the move?
Yeah, I told him, you know, for certain things, that works. But in this instance, when we have to pick social media clips, instantly, you need a time code and, you know, you should just take some notes. And he agreed and he said he was going to start taking notes the following recording. He's very willing to do all the things that you guys want him to do. And he was very, very upset that he felt like he let you guys down to a certain degree. And he wants to prove that he is more than capable to handle the reins of producing this podcast.
Oh, he's doing a great job right now.
You know what? Emilio, thank you. But I'll tell you this, though. If Emilio can... Saif, do you hear Emilio's tone when he talks about Billy?
Yeah.
Like the level of change... This is what's hopeful for me for Billy. If Emilio could change this much in how he handles Billy, could Billy change this much in how he handles the podcast? Is that possible? Kind of like a Rocky IV moment. If I could change, you could change.
Who changed in Rocky IV?
Well, the Russian people came to have love for Rocky.
Oh.
Rocky had love for them.
Yeah.
We can all I don't get the sense Drago ever changed, to be honest with you.
Well, he killed a man. Mama. Ooh.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, you might want to follow up, Amelia. I appreciate you.
Oh, likewise. Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys too.
It's so funny that I'm hearing Emilio talk, and I just got off the Impractical Jokers cruise.
And he sounds
so
like
that,
everyone.
That Staten Island accent is just embedded in my brain the last week. Fucking, man, I was talking. So, first of all, I'm going to be in Boston this Thursday, February 1st, City Winery, Cypher Sounds Comedy Show at the City Winery in Boston. That's your town, Peter. You love the Boston Celtics.
I do love the Boston. I wouldn't go as far as calling it.
Well, I'll be at the City Winery. How was the football games last night? They seemed exciting. It's funny because I was watching a little bit of Detroit versus San Francisco.
And
as a hip hop guy, I was excited to see who was going to win, Eminem or P-Lo.
Oh, that's how you viewed the game?
Yeah, I was like, oh, who's going to be happy and who's going to be upset? And to be honest with you, P-Lo's excitement of when the 49ers win is way more exciting than Eminem's hoodie, pocketed hoodie, half smile.
Yeah, Marshall, or as West Side Gun would call him, Marshall. He's only going to give you what he's going to give you.
I'm happy how happy he was.
I feel so bad for Detroit. I mean, I know you don't care. But you did bring it up, so it's your fault. I mean, they were up 24-7.
That's when I started watching.
It was 24-7.
I was like, oh, shit, they got it. And then at the end, I was like, I was changing the channel, and I happened to fall on that. I was like, what the fuck? Shit could just go that way? Like,
it definitely can, but, like, listen, I'm sure Detroit fans were thinking, like, it's too good to be true. You never know. San Francisco's good. But when you get up a certain point, when they scored again, like it was 14-7, and they're thinking, okay, we got a chance. When they get it to 21-7, then it was 21-7, and they were driving again to maybe make it 28-7. It ended up only being a field goal. They must have been thinking on that drive, oh, shit, this is really, like, we're about to fucking blow them out. It's over. To then have lost.
But then everything after that is like, it got to be don't let them score, right?
That is what's happening, but it's the Uncle Momentum. good old Uncle Mo starts to take over, and what can you do? I don't know.
And who's it? This is Montana and Rice, right?
San Francisco?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Joe Look Montana you. And Jerry Rice.
Well, they're not currently playing, but that's the team.
Yeah, that's I remember that. I remember those guys.
Yo, I really hate when I hear from someone who I'm not expecting to hear from, and they just say, "Can we talk?" and I get no information.
I hate that.
It really bothers me.
Who can we talk to? Who Tevin Campbell'd you?
Someone, a family member.
Oh, shit. Bro, I just thought of something. When I made the joke, can we talk, who Tevin Campbell'd you? For our R&B party, we should do R&B songs that don't have a hip-hop verse on it and get people to do them.
I thought about that. I thought about that for like a mixtape. Like, should we get new verses?
Because I used to, that was a trick of mine back in the day to get people on the radio that I wanted to get on the radio that didn't have radio records. Like Mano. Like when Mano was just like a street artist, I made him like rhyme over like, I remember the biggest one he did was like Cassie, Me and You. Mm-hmm. I still play that version to this day. It'd be like, look, do a couple bars on this R&B record and I'll play it in the mix. I did that with True Life. I did that with a couple people. It's a good trick.
Fun. Didn't you did some Daytona ones too, didn't you?
Daytona, yep. Nina Sky's biggest hit ever was just a freestyle I could play on the radio. And it turned out to be a fucking hit record, but that's the only reason why I made it.
Move Your Body?
Yeah.
Move Your Body was just supposed to be one of those. Wait, but what songs? So wait, but you don't think you think Can We Talk needs a verse? It's too slow, no?
No, Can We Talk is not that slow. It's like 85.
Can We Talk?
And put some verses on songs that don't have them. Or change out the verses. We could make this a full remix thing.
I'm sure you can't hear this side, but
in and out.
That's what she said.
I love it. That's what she said, man.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, can we talk? She was like, no problem. I said, about what? She said, yo, I'll solve them. I said, that doesn't make sense. She said, okay. Yeah, this could be good.
Yo, you should, in your mind, think that Can We Talk is a Thanksgiving song, and then you'll drop bars.
Can we talk about Thanksgiving? what else I hear that could be, that doesn't have?
Come on. There's so many album cuts, you know what I mean? Come
on. That's not going to work. I hate when, God, I'm just looking at someone else's playlist. I love my 90s R&B. I hate, there's no theme. It's just literally anything that has singing on it.
No theme. No. No theme. And they'll put a song that's from 90 next to a song that's from 99. Ugh, it's the worst. Also, I got two things to ask you.
All right.
One, do you feel a 90s party, when you go to a party that says 90s, do you feel it's only music from the 90s? Or shit we used to play in the 90s. Because in the 90s, when I was a DJ, DJing out, I'd play a lot of stuff from the 80s. I'd play Rakim, Kane, Biz Markie, all that shit. So can you play that at a 90s party? Because that one was playing. Slick Rick, Mona Lisa in the 90s rang off. Children's Story rang off. So what you saying? Rampage, fucking, Warm It Up, Kane, Set It Off, Microphone Fiend, Eric B. For President.
You're just naming popular songs that are before the 90s. I know what you're
doing. But they were, in the 90s, those songs were popping in the clubs.
So you believe that when one does a 90s party, it should not be to simply play 90s songs. it should.
The way I want it is how parties were in the 90s. Now, were we playing deep album cuts of Kane? No, we were playing the hits. But that was part of being out. You know what I mean?
So you're saying you think the party should be not we play songs from the 90s. Replicate what a party would feel like in the 90s.
It's a combination. Like, yeah, I wouldn't, you know, don't play 2000 stuff in a 90s party. But can you play something that was from January 2000? Like a DMX song? Yeah. But like my boy starting from scratch from Toronto, it has to be January 1st, 1990 to December
31st, 99.
And like he won't touch like a Biz record or something. I'm like, yeah, but those were rocking in the 90s. The same way now when you go out right now and like the 2006, 2005, 2006 era rings off, Jay-Z cuts, Lean Back, Ja Rule 50, all that stuff rips now.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff was ripping in the
you can't play
900 number 45 King at a 90s party.
If you keep repeating this over and over again, I understand the concept. You're having a basic philosophical discussion about the concept of a 90s party,
okay,
or an 80s party.
Well, which side are you on?
That's the question.
Which side are you on?
I feel like, okay, here's what I would say. I think early in the night, like for the first couple hours of the party, you ride pretty strict 90s. And then in like the last hour, you can get looser and play other stuff that just rang at that time. But if I got on at a set, for example, you definitely wouldn't want to get on the set and the first thing you do is play Top Billing at a 90s party. That would be crazy.
What, prime time, you're saying?
Yeah, like I would say a little past prime time, you could go off and do whatever. During the prime, I feel like you've got to be hitting Scenario, Choices Yours, Real Love.
Yes, of course. But I feel sometimes these 90s parties, they play shit that is from the 90s, but it wasn't really rocking in the 90s.
Oh, that too. You mean like it's just in the 90s, but you're like, this wasn't really that big a thing.
Like, is a 90s party everything that was in the 90s, or are we trying to have a party? You know what I mean? Like, are we doing, because then you got to like, I would love to do a 90s backpack party. That's different. That's very specific. I wouldn't play Kane or 80s records in a 90s backpack party because that's super specific.
And you have respect.
Respect.
We could add a verse to this, by the way. I know it's fading in and out, so you're trying to figure it out. Yeah. Kind of fast, though. It's a little.
Baby, I had to stop for a second on the balcony. Scoping you down, you're looking fly to me. All dressed up and buying your own drinks. And that's all right. I thought you can't handle it on your own. But you do.
Love John
what
B.
What is that again?
John B.
Oh, John B, yeah, for sure. What about Rough Ends, No More? That didn't have a rap, right?
Oh, man, what a great call.
That didn't have a... That's 2000 or 90s. I know, that's what 90s,
reminded,
right?
I know what reminded you of that. It's fast, yeah. And the drum, like the kind of...
Yeah, similar. It's a similar
womp,
song.
Womp, womp drums.
But even... Is that 90s?
Well, our rule isn't about the 90s anyway, so don't worry about it.
Facts.
We don't have to even think about that.
I got caught up in my argument. And you still got to answer.
Baby, relax, sit back and chill. Yeah, give me a second and let me tell you how I feel. It's all around done.
This was a big song. Not huge, but big.
Apparently, like, shit like this, the vinyl is, like, going for some bucks online.
Oh, stuff like this, like popular singles?
90s, 2000s, R&B. It's like the thing right now.
Wasn't there a remix to this with Ghostface?
This one?
I thought they did a remix.
I don't remember that. Are you thinking about Raheem Devon?
I love Raheem Devon.
I don't remember this with a remix,
ends.
though.
No,
even
more.
Even next wifey or Too Close don't have R&B verse, hip hop verses. Neither does Jaheim, just in case.
Yo, I want to be clear about something.
Yeah.
No one knows more about this shit than me. Just to be clear. I know I'm invincible.
Hold on. What you talking about? What you talking about? No more than what?
Rough Ends. No More remix featuring Cuban Lynx. It says Cuban Lynx 2000 remix featuring Ghostface and Raekwon.
Shit.
Whoa.
I don't remember that.
I wonder why it didn't ring off. I could just picture the record. Because you know what it was? They were on Ghost label. They were on
They tried to recreate the Jodeci?
Yeah, but I mean, it's so different. I wonder if it's good. Rough. We might have to play it. Even though you're not going to hear it well. Oh, here it is. It's on streaming.
Yo, shorty. It ain't even like it's really messing with me, son, but it's messing with me, man, for real, man.
All right, but you know what? Don't need.
See, I hear that clearly.
Like you told me.
Weird.
Birds is birds.
I think it's the bass.
Because
this is supposed to sound like a phone call.
Yeah.
That's why all the phone stuff comes through clearly.
Right.
I think it's the bass.
Court, don't even start beefing. I'm leaving and leave. Stop speaking, yo, no static.
Oh, shit, it's on Outstanding? I did not remember this at all.
Better kept it so you have ice, take it off, no loss. Knew you wasn't in me and give a nick beside. That's the way I floss, yeah, bugging out, acting like an old lady. It's real, a nick got mice, you sleeping with a page in me.
Baby, relax, sit back and chill, yeah.
Yo, we slept, bruh.
Yeah, no, you know why? It should be on the original beat.
Right.
We should do a version. Different. We should stem it and put it on the original beat.
This is too slow, though. This is a different tempo, too, no?
You can fix it all in digital. Come on, there's no tempo anymore.
Still pretty good, though.
It's all right. Original beat would have been better.
Now, do you think Ghostface says anything deeply inappropriate? Like, in the middle of it, he's like, that's why I fucked you on your rag. Let's want to hear what goes first. All right, here we go.
And that's a no-no. Hey, yo, you met me with a big blowout. African Bengal, left hand, Gucci link, bracelet on my ankle at the shark bar. We had Shaq. Ball player stats, 40 plus, sun hit, 20 something baskets. Turn for a second, stop. Something caught my eye, yo, Ryan. Bet you I'll bag on the first try. Peace, booby. Love your beauty, rock yours truly. Ghost facing who she? That's my girlfriend. I want you and your girl to grab each arm. Be careful, boo, I got carrots on.
Word.
Carry on slowly, step back to the bar. The disc jockey threw in that car. Thomas, he seen me, and so it's time. And it's your back was out. Passion, we bounce to the powder room. Begging me up for an hour in the room. And when we finished, you was on stuff. Jamel LaReef came through, shot a thought, and you jumped up in my man truck.
Yo, that was so meta. He referenced another R&B song of the era in the R&B song of the era. Wow. I love Ghostface so much.
Oh, fuck.
That was really good. I have a new song I've been playing that I really want to get Ghostface on that's really fucking dope. I think you might even like it.
What is it? Rome Streets?
It's not Rometh Streets. It's funny you say that, though. It's his manager manages the artist. The artist's name is Poindexter. He's from Indy. I don't know if I've ever heard of. Tell me if you can hear this.
Sounds like some new shit.
I know. Perfect for Ghost to me.
No, I don't party, I like to get money. No, I don't party, I like to get money. No, I don't party, I like to get money. No, I don't party, I like to get money. I don't like to party, I like to get money. No, I don't party, I like to get money. No, I don't.
He doesn't like to party, he likes to get money.
No, I don't party, I like to get money. No, I don't party, I like to get money. I'm comfy, feet up, living too lovely. 24/7, I be in my Duffy. Ain't had no haircut in 2 months, I'm scruffy. Trust me, either gon' hate me or love me. No, I don't got no free time, that's a luxury. Musty, dusty, it's ugly, don't ask me. To go out, I'm nothing. I ain't on the club scene. That hoe trying to suck me, and she got a
It's different.
I liked it. I liked it until it started going off beat.
Sife, let me tell you something about Sife. He's not rocking with this slightly outside the pocket. He comes back to it. He comes back. He doesn't like live outside the pocket. He comes back to the pocket. It's pretty dope though, right?
Yes, I like it.
Speaking of weird, did you hear the Nicki Minaj diss record that came out last night?
No. Wait, sorry, before you get into that, do you know anybody in Cincy? Any cool rappers in Cincy?
I know High Tech.
High Tech, that's it.
I know Mood. That was High Tech's group. High Tech's group.
So what happened now?
Cincy.
Who's Nicki dissing? What's going on? Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah, it's...
Hey, pop radio guy, tell me what's going on.
Yo, don't you do you're on the radio too?
I do old school.
Yeah,
throwbacks.
True. But don't you have don't you have to talk about the news, the current stories going on in the world?
Yeah, but I was on a cruise, so
I don't even feel like it. But like basically they've been going back and forth for years. Then the other day Megan dropped a little I mean, stronger than sublime, but a little shot at Nicki. She said something like, "You're not mad at Megan, you're mad at Megan's law." Megan's law is like the law around like child predators or, you know, people who've been convicted Yeah. It's a good bar. It's a good bar. And
That's good.
That opened the shit up to like Fulton. And then Nicki's on live every night saying crazy shit, sounding kind of nuts. People are kind of worried about her because she seems like not altogether great. You know what I mean?
No, Kanye's fine.
Yeah, no, everyone's good. Don't worry about them. And then she dropped a record last night where she just like, she went pretty ham. It's being met with mixed reviews because it's not great. But everyone's scared. Yo, Sife, we talked about in the morning show today. Ebro wasn't there. Ebro is a chronic Nicki defender. I don't know how he would have handled today, but my guess is he would have found a way to be like, he wouldn't say it's good because he couldn't. But he would have made it about like, yeah, but like I like that she cares about the bars or something like that.
Yeah, that's a typical Ebro argument.
Yeah, like he's not going to say, he's going to find a way to make it okay. Yo, listening to me, Cast, Laura, and Shawnee try to talk about it, all knowing it wasn't very good, but no one wanting smoke with Nicki, her friends, her fans, anything. It was hilarious. There were moments where there was literally just silence on the radio. We're just like, well...
What smoke are her fans giving you?
No. That people don't want it. People are scared of it because they're so they can be so aggressive.
But that's what I'm saying. What smoke? What are they gonna do?
What can that be?
What are they gonna do?
In their case, it can be giving out your home address.
That's the worst.
You're like, yeah, that's a bad one. Shit like
does
that.
Does anyone then go to your home?
I don't
know.
You got a doorman. But by the way, isn't everybody's address everywhere now? I think it's
bad now.
I think you could literally name a celebrity. I'll tell you if I can find their address.
I don't want to play that game.
Nope, me neither. But let me try one. I won't tell you. I'll just
put Taylor Swift because I actually know her address.
No, that one's the worst. Yeah. Everyone knows her address, and she's the biggest star. So, by the way, did you see the story last week? This isn't funny. And we shouldn't make fun of this. But at the same time, last week, do you remember there was a guy who like got caught stalking Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
And because he showed up at that apartment?
Yeah.
And he then went to jail? Mm-hmm. How crazy is it that he eventually listen to the story. It says, a Seattle man who police say has been stalking and harassing Taylor Swift was ordered held without bail yesterday after he was arrested 3 times in recent days in front of the pop star's home in Manhattan. Yo, Sife, one of the times he got out of jail and then immediately was arrested digging through the dumpster across the street from her house. It's like, yo, first of all, I feel bad for her. I take it seriously for her. I do. Yeah. And secondly, he's obviously very sick. That being said, the level of crazy that it is.
People in her building are worse off than she is.
Because there's a weirdo outside their building, but
have security like she does.
Sife, imagine the level of like how much you love to stalk Taylor Swift that you get out of jail and you just get in the cab and he's like, where can I take you, buddy? He's like, back to Taylor Swift's house. We're right back. Pull it right up there next to the dumpster. I'm good right there. Thanks. I'm going to jump right in.
What? I'm across the street. What? What?
Yeah.
What is the problem?
Okay. I know it looks weird that I happen to be back here across the street, but I was just dumpster diving. And yo, oh man. But it is, don't you think it is crazy that so many people have her address? Like everyone just knows her apartment building. I think it's across the street from where I got married.
It's across the street from where my old manager used to live.
Because
we used to see her there before. I mean, she was still big, but not like this big.
Wait, it's the same place? Didn't she move to a bigger place? I think it's a different place.
What place is it? What is it? What's the address? What's the address?
It's Tribeca. Was that what Tribeca too?
Yeah. Maybe she moved.
It's Tribeca, but... Now, maybe it's the same one. I don't know. I heard Jay-Z and Beyonce have a place directly across the street from where I got married.
Yes, that's true. I know that place too.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yo, I wish I had like a little 50 mil to drop on an apartment right quick.
50 mil's light. 50 mil's light.
I know. Oh, yeah. Jay's new place is like 200 mil or something, right?
You got to step that shit up, bro.
So I have to say something. I was just in Tampa over the weekend.
Yeah.
All right. And let me say, on paper, a lot of reasons I should not like Florida. A lot. But when I'm in Florida, I'm like, you know what? I know what these weirdos who I don't like about Florida. And they're not wrong on this.
You fuck with Tampa?
I like Tampa, St. Pete. I do. For real. I really like Tampa St. Pete. It's like...
Wait, what, were you there for wrestling?
Yeah.
Because wasn't Bert Kreischer just there too? Wasn't there like a big... What's Tampa? Is it Buccaneers or something?
Yes.
What's that? What's Buccaneers?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers football team.
Was he playing?
Why are you asking me about Bert Kreischer? I ask you about Bert Kreischer.
I saw him with a Pirates uniform. I'm assuming he was at a... But maybe he wasn't there. Maybe it was somewhere else.
If it's a Pirate football thing, was it a few weeks ago?
I thought it was this week, but I could be wrong. I was on a ship. I don't know.
Either way, have you never been to Tampa, St. Pete?
I have.
I've never been to Tampa. You've never played like the Laugh Box or the Shithole
It was an improv, the Tampa Improv. Now it changed to the Funny Bone. In what's that city? What's the Yerbu City? Yerba.
I don't know about the Funny Bone.
It's like a little area. It's like a Cuban name or something. Yoruba. So whatever it's called. I don't know. Yoruba City.
How was it? Did you like it?
I mean, it's a comedy club. Like, I didn't go around the town.
Yeah, Tampa just feels like easy. Tampa St. Pete just feels like, yo, every once in a while, here's the thing. I think everyone, and you may not have this urge anymore because you don't live in the city. But when you live in the city, there's something really nice about a place where you could just like drive around and do stuff easy, you know? And like the temperature's great. It's like lovely outside and you just have a car and you're like, I want to go somewhere and it's not going to be that hard. I'm going to just drive there. I'll be there in 10 minutes and I'm going to park and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
The parking, okay. Oh, now you just hit a nerve. You hit a soft spot. Parking anywhere is fucking fantastic.
Like when it's just like, oh, there's a restaurant, and what do? Oh, you just drive up, pull up in front, and park, and go inside. That's it.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah. That's nice.
And but I want to have a drink or two. Okay, no worries. Uber, it'll be 12, not 70. You know what I mean? Like, or you could spend, you could spend $500,000 there and get a home. Have like a nice actual home there.
Why not?
I might get a spot in Florida, man. I might do it.
You have enough spots, bro.
No, I mean, listen. I've spent a lot of time just putting money in a bank account. It's not smart. I can put it and invest in the market. That's a good idea. But honestly, I heard Tampa's on the. I heard it's on the.
What was that?
I heard it's on the. Yeah, I heard it's on the come. that like Bill Gates is invested in a lot down there and that people are expecting Tampa to make a move. Like it's time, like right now is the move time. I've missed so many of those. Wish I did Vegas. Wish I got a place in Vegas.
Or Austin.
I mean, well, Austin we missed on a different, I mean, Austin you missed so bad I don't even want to go anymore. It's like, it became New York. I mean, what you read about is that it really, like, in the years since I first went, the early South By days, my early South By days, which were, like, 2010, I think it's now, like, an actual different place popping off.
Oh, when, definitely a different place.
It's, when did you first go? I know you've been recently because there's a lot of, you have a lot of stuff there.
If you went 2010, I probably went. Probably, yeah, like 15, 16 probably. I think the first time I ever went to Austin was with Che. Yeah, it was with Che.
And it's different since then in the last
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean last, yeah, like I saw it changing in the last 3 years. Like,
if I had copped in like when I, if I, well, I didn't have any money then, but I was going to say if in 2010, I'd be like, yo, I should get a little spot here. But by the way, you probably could have gotten a little spot there for legit cheap. Although, yeah. I think the Austin change probably started pre even that. Yo, do you remember when Miami changed? Miami used to be shit. I went for the first time in 1993 or four with my parents.
Miami is shit.
No, but I mean like being a desirable place that people spent tons of money to go live in.
I don't think it is even that.
Oh, Miami's it's expensive now, bruh.
Yeah, but it's not. No one lives there. That's like secondary residence. It's like they have a house there, but a lot of people don't live there. They're there now because it's cold.
You're saying you don't think people are in my people don't care to be in Miami in June.
Miami is it's so fake. Like it's like there's a couple of hot spots that are very tantalizing, and then the rest is hood.
Oh, so when you say it's fake, you mean it's fake nice? Like it's not even actually nice.
No, it's fake nice. It's like a really, there's a really nice section with all the dope restaurants and then all the dope buildings. And then they got their Williamsburg, they got Wynwood, which is Williamsburg area. Yeah.
That's where we were last time.
Yeah, that's cool. But then you start venturing out. It's once some Checkers starts popping up, you in the hood, bro. Once you see that Checkers, you know what Checkers is, right?
Of course.
You know Checkers is fully mobile. Like, they stick Checkers in a spot, and if it doesn't do well in a year or two, they just pick it up and move it to another place. It's like, has the ability to just fucking put it on a truck and just move it.
That is amazing. Is that true?
Yeah, 100%.
Yo, have you ever done that joke before, once you start seeing the Checkers popping up? That's a pretty good joke. That's a pretty good joke.
I didn't think of it as a joke. I thought it was reality.
So you're saying Miami... Because the other random Florida cities get kind of a bad rap, right? Like, when you say I'm going to Tampa, there's a certain, like, okay. Like, there's a certain
Orlando, Tampa.
The other parts of Florida get a little, like, meh. But Miami gets this special, like, I'm going to Miami for the weekend.
Right.
It has that.
Yeah. For the weekend or for the week. And then everyone gets caught up. Think of every rapper that moved to Miami in the mid 2000s. None of them live there anymore. Rick Ross doesn't live there.
Doesn't Nori live there?
Nori lives, yeah, near there. Rick Ross, the head of the Miami, everything is Miami, Miami. He don't live there. All those rappers, Nas used to live there, Diddy, they all moved to LA. Oh, nice weather, and I can actually get some business done.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
right.
In LA.
Well, and it has more than LA has more than like a total of four blocks that are nice. Like you could go to a different places. That's a fair point by you. So if I finished the Michael Jackson podcast, I really enjoyed that, by the way. It's called Think Twice. It's hosted, remember Jay Smooth? Radio personality and like a hip-hoppy dude, Jay Smooth. He was big on the early days of the internet. That's how I remember him from the most, making these videos talking about like hip-hop culture stuff. It's hosted by Jay Smooth and this other guy whose name I can't quite remember. But it's
a podcast about Michael Jackson?
It's a 10-episode podcast. The first episode, they like start you in 1993 when the charges, he gets his first charges at him.
Yeah.
But then they drop back to like Gary, Indiana, and tell his whole story over like five or six episodes to kind of like give you the backdrop truly of his life.
Huh.
And then circles back around to, again, what happened. And then it's about like, you know, all of it and how there's like how you kind of can't. There's no way to even properly contextualize how big he was and also like how fucked up the fucked up shit about that we've heard about him sounds. Let me say one thing I've learned about Michael Jackson, though. You could say what you want about the horrible things that he allegedly did, but my man was very, very committed in interview after interview to openly admitting and justifying sleeping in bed with children. Yo, it starts to, at a certain point, blow my mind. The interview after interview. But Michael, isn't it weird to be in bed with children? No. No, it's not weird. You're weird. What's weird about a man sleeping in bed with a child? And everyone is like, it's weird. And he's like, no. And I'm like, most people would have just been like, I don't do that. I don't sleep in bed with children.
I mean, like, random children.
Yes. They specify that sometimes. Children who are not your family members. And he's like,
it's funny. Damn, you just reminded me. Somebody told me once. Oh, it was Mos. It was Mos. I'll talk about this is, you know, when, how long ago this was?
If I were to guess, years ago?
Years ago.
Okay.
Bro, years ago. Like, I want to say, maybe not raucous days, but like right after. Mos Def said something so weird to me. He goes, yo, there's nothing like waking up in your bed with your kids in the bed. And he had a lot of kids, right? At the, you know, he had little kids. So I was like, sounds so weird, man. I mean, I get it. It's your kids. But what the fuck does that even mean? Until I had kids, bro.
And well, and you have kids and you travel a lot.
Yo, it's a crazy feeling. So I remember the last time I saw Mos, I said, yo, I got to tell you something weird, bro. I said, one time you said this, this, and that. And I go, now I understand. But it took me however many years to understand that. And it's like, it sounds weird even to say with your own kids.
Exactly.
Mike is just saying to his friends that were kids, and I'm sure some stranger kids.
Correct. And like stuff like, you know, the one kid, one of the kids from the documentary, he met the kid, took him on tour, and his parents, the kid's parents, went on the tour too, and they stayed down the hall as their kid stayed in Michael's room. So the funny part is whenever...
And they're from Florida.
Have to be. So the funny part is whenever stuff related to Michael comes up on the show, like recently, he got named...
Our show or...
No, on the morning show.
Oh, okay. Oh, remember that? Remember?
Yeah, when he used to be on it, but now. Anyways. So, but you'll still relate to the sentiment. So recently his name came up in the Weinstein stuff. So I made a joke to Ebro or something like, I was like, bro, is there anything less news than that Michael Jackson was? Like, that's not even news. Like, they didn't say that they knew he molested any kids or anything. They just said he was on one of the lists. I was like, that is so uninteresting given what we know about. And whenever a subject like that comes
Epstein.
Up, on what'd I say? Weinstein?
I thought you said Weinstein.
I meant Epstein. Sorry.
Yeah.
He was on an Epstein. Yo, that's fucked up. Just confusing pervert Steens out here. just confusing fucking filthy, disgusting people with similar names. So whenever something like that comes up, and you guys know, you listen to the podcast, Syph knows he's been dealing with fears. I love Michael. I can acknowledge there's this weird fucked up thing that I really try to understand better. And if it's true, is horrible. And I also love his music and am fascinated by his career. Whenever it comes up, though, Shawnee has the need to throw in like a yo, chill or. And we had to be like, no, bro, no matter what you say, we know, even if you're his biggest fan on earth, you know he was doing weird shit with little kids. No, no, no. No. What do you mean chill, though? You know that he had little children friends. That's every time. And I'm like, I said to him, I was like, Shawnee, I said, I'm a bigger Michael fan than you. Why do you feel the need to say this? Like, you, it's okay. It's part of the story.
I'm not black. I'm OJ.
Yeah, but honestly, it is that Shawnee does. Shawnee plays the role of the guy, and I get it, of like just tries his best to defend the black celebrity who's been dragged, no matter what the accusation is.
No matter what.
I sort of respect the consistency of it. So then, after I finished the podcast yesterday, I had this memory of DJing at the Apollo in the days after Michael passed. And the radio station was like hosting, basically, because people just started going to the Apollo. And I guess the Apollo didn't really know what to do from an entertainment standpoint. So they connected with whoever at the station, BLS, or Time Kiss and Hot. And we went up there and did stuff.
I do not remember this at all, bro.
So I go on YouTube to be like, I wonder if I search like Apollo Michael Jackson tributes, if I could find anything. And sure enough, I found some grainy, horrible video. That was me talking? I wasn't sure who was DJing, what was going on, but I heard Cypher Sounds yelling on the mic for sure.
I don't remember that at all, bro.
Yo, Cypher, think about the life that you've lived that you don't remember the Apollo a day or two after Michael died, packed to the fucking gills with people singing every word. I remember because I couldn't tell who was DJing in that set. Like if you were just hosting, one of them, I zoomed in. It looked like I might've actually been DJing and you were talking. I don't know what, I just know at some point I did a set. I remember it. And I remember it was just the easiest set in the world because you would just play a song, everyone would scream, and then when the song would come on, you could just pull out the music and people were just singing every word. It was awesome. And bro, I don't even remember it.
That's crazy.
You know that if you ever write a book, you're going to have to literally have like Drewski sit with you for like
a bunch of hours.
Yeah, a bunch. You'll have to go through all of your past indentured servants will have to sit with you and be like, you don't remember.
But because also you can't just call up the memory. You have to like be talking about shit and then it comes up. So it's going to be like hours of just dinners and dominoes and just fucking talking. Because I don't remember that one at all. Because I remember when James Brown died, they had him at the Apollo, right? Remember they had the James Brown tour, the body tour?
Yeah, when did James Brown die?
I remember that was at the Apollo. I do not remember. Michael Jackson body was there.
Well, he died in 2006. I wasn't around yet.
I didn't go to it. I'm just remembering.
I remember this.
I mean, how do you look it up?
At the Apollo, for Michael, they had like a little glass case with a glove on the stage.
Man.
That's all they had.
I've been to the Apollo so many times. I do not remember this.
So crazy. Well, did I tell you so I don't even want to get into it because I don't want to. I ran into someone the other day and I say to my brother, do you remember so-and-so? And he tells me a story that was so shitty about this person. He was like, you don't remember when this happened? And describe the story. And it's so a very remarkable story. And I was like, I did not remember. Now I remember it. Now that you fully retold me the story.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, that 100%. I don't want to deal with the person.
Is it the Barbs?
No, it's not Barb related. Do you know that people on the internet, I guess, in an attempt to avoid dealing with Barbs, I noticed this. They write icky.
No.
They write I-C-K-I to talk about her because they don't feel like dealing with the repercussions. Isn't that crazy?
Why do you have to talk about it then? Just leave it alone.
Yeah, that's a good point, right? You want to give an opinion so bad, but you just don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, then just don't give the opinion.
I saw Common last week. I love that man. I really do. I have to tell you, he's the best. Is there anyone more in hip-hop, Syfe, that, like, is what they're supposed to be more than Common? Like, he's it. Like, he... I guess Ghostface. I always say about Ghostface, too. But, like, Ghostface probably isn't even as Ghostface as Common is Common. Because Ghostface isn't running around literally just, like, doing the crazy things that he talks about all the time.
Right,
he just sounds and looks like himself.
Yeah.
Common literally is the most, like, peace-loving, hip-hop-loving, human being-appreciative, vegan, calm, relaxed, like...
And that's what he's supposed to be?
I mean, the older version of him, it's not what Common Sense was supposed to be, but like the post-resurrection, I think that Common started around like water for chocolate Common. That's who I think
Badu
of
put something in there?
I mean, I think Badu she added to it.
In the mix.
I think she added to it. Yo, by the way, though, I mean, I just want to be honest about Common, too, and I say this respectfully.
Go ahead.
He's obviously a coxman as well.
Apparently.
He's had a hell of a run, that Common.
He's had a good, a nice, it feels like a respectable, not too much kiss and tell.
No, respectable, respectful, yallis. You know? He's had a really good run. We've really covered a range of topics.
So where'd you see him? At the station?
Yeah, he came in to promote his book.
You got a book?
Yeah, we should get him to come do one at Peru if we could ever get in the studio.
Oh, I got yeah, Chappelle? we do. No, Joey Fatone.
Joey's down to do it?
Joey Fatone. I bodied him on the cruise, bro.
What do you mean?
Bodied him. So as soon as I saw him, I said, "Hey, what the fuck, bro?" He's like, "What?" I'm like, "You just abandoned me at the Thanksgiving Day parade." He's
what
like,
"You did? You hit him with that?"
He goes,
"Wait,
what?
People don't remember the story. If you somehow don't remember it, Syfe and Joey Fatone. Syfe was with his kids. Walked into the parade. Thought they were together. They ended up rocking for a second, and then Joey like got separated. And the person clearly like kind of went up to Joey. And Joey's like, "I don't know him." And Syfe got taken out. This is what happened.
Bro, so he tried to explain it. He explained it. We're gonna have him on the podcast to explain it. He wants to do it.
He said he really wanted to explain.
Yeah, he wanted to do it. He was super cool, and he's from Staten Island originally.
Yeah, he is.
He's like a New Yorker, like no matter what. You know what I mean? But I bodied him, bro. I told the story on stage. I go, I said, "You see this guy around the cruise ship? You give him all this love? Fuck that, bro." You give Joey all NSYNC, Joey Fatone. You show him, he is a piece of shit. And you need to tell him this when you see him. I told him a story. I go, "He abandoned me. I'm at the parade with my kid in the freezing cold weather." And he just goes, "He's not with me." Like, I exaggerated it, obviously. And then I go, "He treated me the way Justin Timberlake treats him." And the crowd's like, "Oh!" So I go, "When you see Joe," this was day one, the second day, but like the first day on sea. I'm like, "When you see him on this ship, you tell him he abandoned Syfe Sounds and his kid." And then so like that was like at 6 o'clock that show. Then I see him again at like around midnight, and he comes up to me and goes, "What'd you say? Why? What's going on?"
Yo, Syfe, I knew.
He's like, "People are abusing me."
By the way, I feel like I knew mad people on this boat, I found out this weekend.
Who do you know?
Well, I ended up, okay, the order of people I know, my friend who's the ring announcer for WWE was on the boat.
There was some arrest, there was like a awful wrestling.
No.
It was called. There was a wrestling show happening.
Oh, maybe. No. But a guy who I know is the ring announcer for WWE who said he met you. He's a tall, handsome guy. His real name's Austin, but his name is Mike on WWE. Nice hair, tall man. Okay. He hung with you. He was hanging out with the singer, this guy, Ryan Cabrera. Did you meet Ryan Cabrera?
Yeah. I didn't meet him, but he was there, yeah.
So Ryan is married to Alexa Bliss, who's a wrestler, who's my friend.
Okay, and he's a DJ too? He was doing a DJ set.
They brought him in as like a fill-in DJ because the DJ...
DJ Blue was sick or something.
Exactly. Yeah. And then on top of that, I met this guy yesterday who was a friend of my friend Zach, a guy named Vinny, who was a keyboard player who's friends with all of the Jokers. He's from Staten Island. And he said he hung with you too.
Vinny.
Think his name's Vinny.
He's a lot of Vinnies.
He's a keyboard player.
What band?
I don't know. Okay. But he's from Staten Island.
Was he playing on the ship or he just happened to be there?
I think he was playing because he's like, I don't know though. He's down with the Jokers though.
Yeah. Fun times, man. Yo, so we did so do you know Joe DeRosa?
Yes. Not
he has the podcast with Sal. It's called Taste Buds, and they talk about different foods and snacks, and it's hilarious. So Joe DeRosa and I, years ago, this was years ago.
Okay.
Before the pandemic, the last cruise we were on before the pandemic, we were like, we should do a fucking, just a straight up old school hip hop party on the boat. So we get on the boat this year. It was like, Sal texted me like, old school party, boat, So I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, just tell me when. It wasn't on the official schedule. We get this small little club on the boat. We say we're doing a fucking old school hip hop party. And I was tired. I was all day. I was doing shit, but I was like, fuck it. Let's just do it. It was the day we got off the boat in the Bahamas. So like hot, whatever. So I'm like, fuck it, let's do it. So I'm like, is this private or open to the public? He's like, nah, let's invite people. So I start telling everybody on the boat, yo, old school party, old school hip hop party. Then I get there and Sal's like, nah, let's do private. So all these people show up and want to get in. So the Jokers had a lot of family and friends with them this time, like a lot. And then Eric Andre also did. So, start playing old school and everybody's just talking, just networking or whatever. Like no one's really dancing or whatever. And I go, Sal, you gotta make, cause Sal was like, I don't want just regular people in here. Like I want to do an event where everyone's not just staring at me. You know what I mean? Like I want people to have fun and like play old school. So I say, all right, well you got to start talking on the mic and tell these people what to do. Because they're just, I said, some of these people in here weren't even born in the 90s. Like these girls were like 23 over here. Like,
right.
Bro, we had that shit rocking. Rocking. I start off with like, you know, Kane, Rakim, EPMD. Then I get into like, then I did like a like four or five commercial. This is how we do it after Children's Story. Hypnotize, you know, shit to get them like going. Uptown Anthem. But then we just started fucking, just people, everybody was dancing, having fun. Then we just start getting into like Tribe, De La, Black Sheep, fucking, oh man, Gangstar, Sal. All of it. Sal just knows the words to a lot of songs. And his N-word edits are fucking ninja-like, bro. No pun intended. His N-word edits are fucking smooth.
I mean.
And he does Give Me the Loot. I've seen him do this before. He's like, yo, I threw on Where Brooklyn at? Eric Andre jumps on stage, starts rapping the whole shit, the Biggie verse. And then Sal's like, Dawn, give me the loot. So I Dawn, give me the loot afterwards. And he raps the whole thing. Like, the whole thing. It's impressive.
But they're Staten Island guys, right? I mean, like, it's kind of not surprising. They're big.
Yeah, but the other regular two don't know songs like that. Not right, like every hip-hop verse.
He's the one. The yeah. Hip-hop guy. I had something else I wanted to say to you relative to the cruise.
It was fun.
Overall fun?
Yeah, it was fun. Super fun.
How many cruises have you been on this year?
This year? Well, the last one was Halloween. The Bert Kreischer one was Halloween. I've mastered it. I got it on lock.
You like cruises? You're a cruise guy now?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if there's a themed cruise that I'm a good part of, I've mastered the way to do it. I wouldn't personally go on a cruise as my own vacation.
Does it look like it's relaxing or fun for the people who are on the cruise?
It's fun for sure. You make it what you want to make it. There's places to go relax and there's places to wild out. You make it what you want to make it. And that's the thing I learned about cruises. Like, there's a back deck, like a restaurant on the very end of the ship. That's where I go chill. I was with some friends. We were playing dominoes. You know, I go do my work back there. I got my laptop back there. We shoot stuff back there. Like, that's, you find your little spots and you fucking, and you know how to weave in and out of, like, the people talking to you if you want. It's fun. But I would love to do a fucking, pardon my French, I always curse so much. Yeah, I would love disgusting. To, I wish we could do, like, I don't know. I wish we could do a cruise. Like, I wish I could do a hip-hop comedy cruise. A hip-hop comedy cruise. And we have, like, a 90s party. You know, we have some acts on there. We have, like, a big, like, big party. We do comedy shows. We do, like, a backpack night or something. Like, I wish we could do a cruise. Like, you, me, Riz, Eclipse, Stretch.
I mean, this is...
I'm naming a lot of white guys.
Yeah, this is... And this is too much, I think. Wait.
Why?
Because you had two underground. It's too... I think you do a... If we were to... A one-ep slash comedy cruise.
Yeah. You gotta have a big following, though. It's expensive.
Of our 850 patrons, how many do you think we get to go on the cruise?
I mean, if we did Ray and Ghost, Red Man...
But the thing is, then you're spending money, like, for town. Then you're, how do you make money?
You have to, well, I mean.
How much do they charge people to go on those cruises?
I don't know. It's a lot. Some people, like, talk about $2,000 per person for a balcony room or something. It's a lot.
And how many people do you think fit on that Impractical Jokers boat?
I want to say 3,500 is a number I've heard thrown around.
Wow. That many people?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. I don't think this one was totally sold out. It didn't feel like rammed, but it's a lot of people.
So you're saying, you know, 3,000 people spending between 1,000 and 2,000 each.
Just for the room and board, yeah. Then there's the drink packages. Like, people buy, like, the unlimited drink packages or whatever. Like, we were talking to these young girls from Chicago. Mm-hmm. They were super cool. They became, you find, like, your little crew, your cruise tribe. So I'm with two 25-year-olds, 26-year-olds. So they got, you know.
You brought Lucas and...
Bits and Bitch Stealer.
You brought Bits and Bitch Stealer?
Yeah.
What a life.
And my mom. My mom came too.
Wait.
Yeah.
We almost...
What happened?
No, I almost want to do a whole Patreon about this cruise now with Bits. Bits, Bitch Stealer, and your mom?
Bits and Bitch Stealer. There's a fucking subplot. We should do that on Patreon.
All right. So I don't want to hear any more about it. We'll do that on Patreon. Patreon.com/JuanEpIsLife. We appreciate you. We love you. And we'll catch you on the Patreon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.